we're going to think about being devoted to prayer, that perhaps everything that's been done this morning is enough. We've sung What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and in there is the teaching. We're to take everything to the Lord in prayer. The bad things and the good things, the sad things and the happy things. But our readings for the last few weeks have concentrated on what the early church were doing. And so once again we return to Acts chapter 2 and those familiar verses, with our focus on verse 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. So Nathan's addressed the apostles' teaching. Now we're to be devoted to fellowship and to being devoted to the breaking of bread. So it's my, I guess privilege is the word, privilege, to talk about being devoted to prayer. Privilege. So I guess my first question, and of course it's a rhetorical one, is how would you describe your prayer life? Is your prayer life so rich and devoted that you ought to be up here telling me how to be devoted to prayer? Or is it so poor that you barely take the time to talk to God? Or, as I would expect, are you somewhere in between? Those are personal judgments, and I don't want you to tell me. But before I go on, let me confess to you that I'm all too aware how poor my prayer life is. I wouldn't describe it as devoted to prayer, but I do believe I walk with God. I listen to him most of the time. But sometimes he has to shout to make me hear. And I wish, oh how I wish, that I had all the answers to give you that could transform our prayer lives in an instant. But this morning I pray that as we explore this together, that God's Holy Spirit will move amongst us and he'll give us that conviction we need, the commitment we need, and maybe some ways in which we can enrich our prayer life and become devoted to prayer today and in the days to come. So I did think at this point that we could put on some gentle music and we could practice. But I thought you might consider yourself shortchanged at that. So let me tell you what we're going to do. First, we're going to look at the Bible. There are a few places where I want to go and look at this phrase, devoted to prayer, to look at it where it appears in the New Testament. And we'll also see what the life of Jesus has to tell us about prayer. After all, he is the supreme example of having that relationship with God that is devoted to prayer. And secondly, I want to share an idea or some ideas with you that might help us develop our prayer lives. So first of all, let's look into God's word. Now, can you all remember back to the first week we started on Acts chapter 2, verse 42? Nathan had Leslie read in Greek to us. Well, it was certainly all Greek to me. But he introduced us to the word for devoted. Forget my pronunciation, but it's something like this. Proskartarountes. That's the word. It's in the NIV translated as devoted. In other translations, it might be constant in or faithful in. They all get to aspects of that word, but devoted is a good translation too. And in the Greek, just as in English, we can use that word devoted in a couple of different senses. We can use it in the sense that something is set aside, such as the art gallery was devoted to the works of Turner, i.e. the art gallery had only works of Turner in there. And equally, it can be used as in a sense of loyalty and faithfulness, as we could refer to a married couple and say that they were devoted to each other. That first sense is used in Mark chapter 3, verse 9, where Jesus told his disciples to have a boat ready. That's that same word, to get a boat set aside for his use. A boat was to be set apart, devoted for the purpose of taking Jesus away in case the crowd became threatening. I hope we haven't got one of those in here this morning. I've no boat. So our first thought today about being devoted to prayer is that maybe we ought to think about setting time aside, maybe a specific time, each day, each week, for that meeting with Jesus in prayer. And then we've come to think about that other sense of loyalty and faithfulness. And in the New Testament, there are 10 uses of that word, proskartarountes. I'm hoping I haven't written that to say again. And 5 of those refer to prayer. So in Acts chapter 1, verse 14, if you're delving into your Bibles, that is after the ascension of Jesus, while the disciples were waiting in Jerusalem for the outpouring of the Spirit. It says, these all with one mind were continually devoting themselves to prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Then Acts 2:42, we've seen that. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Acts chapter 6, verse 4, the apostles say, but we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. I think that was just after they appointed deacons. So perhaps it's quite appropriate that we're looking at this, as being as we've just appointed some new ones. Colossians 4, verse 2, Paul says to all of us, devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. And then in Romans 12, verse 12, we could take this on ourselves, but Paul's exhortation was to the Christians in Rome, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Those all use the same Greek word, proskartarountes. It's getting easy to say that. The sense in all these verses is about a life of devotion, loyalty, faithfulness. And so I think when we're looking at that, we can say that for a normal Christian life, it's a life that ought to be devoted to prayer. And we're normal Christians, right? So can we say our lives are devoted to prayer? Now, when we say that we're devoted to prayer, it doesn't mean that prayer is all we do, any more than me being devoted to my wife, and I assure you I am, means that all I do is spend time with her. And I'm sure if you ask Jan, she'll tell you I don't spend enough time with her. But I would hope that she would be able to give you examples of how my devotion is demonstrated to her in different ways. So being devoted to prayer doesn't mean that all you do is pray. Though Paul does say in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 7, pray without ceasing. Which seems to be a contradiction. But I guess what I'm saying here is that there will be a pattern of praying that looks like devotion to prayer, that pattern of praying will be different for each one of us. That pattern for you won't be the same as that pattern for me. You might do your praying as you do the ironing. I might do that praying as I walk the dog. Different activities, but you see that the pattern of praying is there that looks like devotion to prayer. And I'm sure you'll all agree that being devoted to prayer looks different to not being devoted to prayer. And there's the challenge for us. Can we say that we have a pattern of praying in our lives that can be fairly be called being devoted to prayer? I think most of us would agree that there are some kinds of praying that would not be called being devoted to prayer. Praying only in crises would not be a pattern of devotion to prayer. Praying only at meal times it's regular, it's a pattern, but is it devoted to prayer? A short lay me down, now I lay me down to sleep prayer at the end of the day is probably not being devoted to prayer. Hit and miss, help me Lord in the car as you need a parking place, is not being devoted to prayer. All those might be good in their situations, but I think we would all agree that being devoted to prayer means something significantly more than all of those. Now, our clearest model for prayer and having a life devoted to prayer must be our Lord Jesus himself. His life demonstrated something significant, being devoted to prayer. And there was something significant about his pattern of prayer. It's certain that Jesus would not have been able to carry out his ministry here on earth without that steadfast, continuing communication with his Father. There were special times when he took himself away, when in communication with the Father he was refreshed and rested, times that refreshed his power, ready to continue his ministry of healing and his ministry of teaching. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell us of Jesus' time in the desert before he started his earthly ministry. He spent time with his Father praying and fasting. He listened to God to understand God's vision for his future ministry. And Luke in chapter 5 verse 16 tells us that Jesus frequently went to the wilderness to pray. We know too that he went up mountains and hillsides to pray. He found his places, those places that he devoted to prayer. When he prayed for guidance and power. And I think it's important to note that Jesus was spending time. When he was spending time in prayer, he was spending that time, that precious time, with his Heavenly Father. So what about us? Well, the Bible tells us that we too have a Heavenly Father. I wonder if for a moment you think about those special moments when you spend time, either with friends or family, with parents, relatives, with children, just how special some of those times can be. As I think about my own life, now my parents are no longer with me, how I miss those times with Mum and Dad. I think it was important just to spend time, not necessarily doing anything, but just to spend time. And I know how precious those times are that I spend with my children. So can I tell you this morning that you have a Heavenly Father who is just waiting to spend time with you, waiting to listen to you, waiting to talk to you, wanting to answer your every need. And can I remind you too of the words that St. Paul told to the church at Ephesus? Our Heavenly Father is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. So earlier we found that that word devoted had a sense of being set aside, and we thought we could use it to refer to the time we set aside to pray, a regular and frequent time to spend talking and listening to God. And we also considered devotion means how we spend our time being loyal and faithful or continuing steadfastly. So I thought we might spend some time considering ways in which we can make our prayer life varied and interesting so that it doesn't become burdensome to us. I know some people like variety, and yet though there are those too who like repetition. So I'm hoping you'll find something for your personality in what I'm about to say. Firstly, Jesus himself gave us a model for prayer. Luke records that Jesus said, "When you pray, say, Our Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation." So I guess there's our first model for prayer, that we could pray the Lord's Prayer. And then there are times we could use the one that Joyce used for our intercessions today, based on that mnemonic: acts, adoration, confession, thanksgiving and supplication. But I want to offer you another one this morning. Some pairs of words, which happen to begin with the letters F-A-D-E-S. Have you got that? So F stands for free and formed, A stands for alone and assembled, D stands for desperate and delighted, E stands for explosive and extended, S stands for spontaneous and scheduled. Now, I don't think the person who designed those specifically looked to create that word, it's just that it came out. But there is a sense that if you're not doing those things, if your prayer life isn't like that, then it could fade. So let's think about F and the free and formed. The idea here is that we can use free prayers and ready-made form prayers to keep our prayer life vibrant and interesting. Free prayers will be those that we make up ourselves when we pour out our hearts to God. And we can use form prayers too, such as those written in books of prayers. Or we might use prayers that are written in the Bible, or hymn books. We could pray through hymns and songs, as we quite often do on Sunday mornings. Paul writes to the Ephesians, he says, chapter 3, he says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, and according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being grounded and rooted in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." We could use that as a way of praying. We could memorize it, pray it regularly, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. I know people who find lists helpful. I'm not one of those people. I find they put pressure on me. But that's just me. Other people like lists. So A prayer diary is a way of having a list of things you want to pray for. It's also a way of recording answers to prayer to give you confidence to pray and continue praying. But whatever, whether you prefer free prayers or formed prayers, I think a devoted prayer life will not be either free or formed, but will be both. Free and formed. So it's not an either or, it's a both and. Our next letter is A. A stands for alone and assembled. A devoted prayer life will be found in people who pray on their own and also with the assembled church. I'll give you a plug here, Susan. There's a prayer meeting so that we can pray in assembled on Saturday evening at 7:30. Seven. I would be late. My apologies. But it's crucial that we meet God alone through Jesus Christ. There is no Christianity without a personal trust in and communion with God through Jesus. We have to find a time and a place where we can meet God alone. Jesus went to the desert places of the wilderness to do that. Susanna Wesley, with her 16 children, used to pull her apron over her head in the kitchen, and all the children had learned that this meant silence in the kitchen. The children needed to learn that Mummy and Daddy have times with Jesus that are sacred and may not be interrupted. When I was a child, it was Monday mornings, because that was the time my father, who was a minister, spent time with God preparing his sermons for the next Sunday, and we were expected to be quiet and not interrupt him. So it's up to us to find the place. It's up to us to plan the time. And maybe we have to teach the children discipline. And so we come to the letter D. D stands for desperate and delighted. We don't have to always come to the Lord in prayer in those times when we're desperate. He'd find it joyful if we came to him when we found joy in a situation too. So often joy will overwhelm the burdens of this fallen world. As we saw in our psalm this morning, my soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you, is the word of the psalmist. But equally, we can come to the Lord and be thankful for the things that he does for us. And equally, a life devoted to prayer will be prayer in desperation, and it'll be prayer in delight, in fasting and in feasting. It's not an either or. It's a both and. E stands for explosive and extended. All that is meant by these is that there will be times when a short hour of prayer is needed, but equally there will be times when you'll want to pour out your heart to God, explaining how you feel, explaining what you need, or even seeking his will by listening. Again, this is not an either or, but it's a both and. And finally, S stands for spontaneous and scheduled. There's a subtle difference between free and formed and explosive and extended and spontaneous and scheduled, and they're all relevant to a devoted prayer life. Free and formed is about what we pray or the content of our prayers. Explosive and extended is about the length of our prayers. Spontaneous and scheduled is about when we are to pray. I read somewhere that it said that a Christian who is devoted to prayer will pray throughout the day, spontaneously. But if there is only spontaneous prayer, there may well be situations that get forgotten that the Lord wants you to pray about. So I guess it's time to get your prayer diaries out, and plan our prayer lives to make sure we schedule time with our Heavenly Father. So there you have it. As the early church was devoted to prayer, let us be constant in it. Let us be faithful in it. Let us be devoted to prayer. God commands us to. He says the needs are great and eternity hangs in the balance. And God hears and does more in 5 seconds than we can achieve in 5 years. So can I suggest how we can be devoted to prayer with those 10 things? For without them, prayer fades. So let our prayer be free and formed, alone and assembled, desperate and delighted, explosive and extended, spontaneous and scheduled. Have a think about that this week. See if your prayer life fits into those. As I look around, I'm sure it will. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you will inspire each one of us individually through the power of your Holy Spirit to be devoted to prayer and to be devoted to the teaching of the apostles, to the breaking of bread and to fellowship. Lord, we pray that you come fill our lives with your gracious presence, that we may experience your almighty power. And as we do so, Lord, we worship you, our gracious Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, Amen.